Have you ever had that nagging feeling like you're starring in your own personal Groundhog Day?
Oh, yeah, where you switch jobs, maybe move cities.
Right. You change your entire social circle even, and yet somehow, after a while, you find yourself staring at the same old challenges.
Facing the same frustrations, maybe? Or just that feeling of being stuck.
Exactly. Stuck. It's like you've meticulously repainted the scenery, but the play itself, the core plot, just keeps repeating.
It can be really perplexing.
Yeah.
A bit demoralizing, too.
It really can. Well, today we're embarking on a deep dive into a powerful concept that fundamentally flips that script.
Yeah, okay.
It suggests that the most profound catalyst for change isn't found in those external things we're so quick to adjust.
Right, the job, the place.
Yeah, but rather it resides squarely within us. We're talking about what's known as the inside-out principle.
That's right. And for this deep dive, we've drawn the core insights from a really transformative source, the inside-out life, mastering self, shaping destiny.
Sounds fascinating.
It is. And our mission today is basically to give you a clear understanding of how shifting your focus to your internal world, well, it doesn't just tweak your external reality, it can radically redefine it.
So, like a shortcut to understanding this whole approach.
Exactly. Consider this your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed about a highly effective, yet, often overlooked path to personal transformation.
Okay. And what we really want you to take away from our conversation today is why you are, quite literally, the common thread weaving through every chapter of your own story.
That central piece.
Yeah. We'll explore the subtle but crucial difference between, instinctively blaming external
Which is
factors.
so easy to do.
So easy, and the immense liberation that comes from internal empowerment. And importantly, we're going to equip you with some incisive practical questions,
Literally.
tools, to begin unraveling your own patterns and maybe kickstart a journey of genuine lasting change.
Sounds good. Where do we start?
So let's unpack the very bedrock of this thinking. The source material presents a truth so simple, it almost sounds like a cliche,
Which one's that?
Everywhere you go, there you are.
Yes. Classic.
Classic, right? But it's anything but trivial here. It's not just a cute phrase for a coffee mug. It's presented as the fundamental starting point for any real personal growth.
Okay, so what does it really mean in this context?
Well, what it truly implies is that you carry your entire internal world, your experiences, your deeply held beliefs, your default ways of thinking and reacting,
All that stuff.
all that stuff, yeah. You carry it into every single new situation you encounter, like baggage almost, but not necessarily bad baggage, just your stuff.
Exactly. And understanding this isn't about self-blame. That's important. It's about empowerment.
Right.
This recognition is the absolute key to influencing outcomes by first mastering ourselves. It's a huge perspective shift.
For anyone feeling trapped, maybe.
Definitely. For anyone who's ever felt like they're stuck on a loop, making significant changes externally but seeing the same themes reappear, this principle speaks directly to that.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Think of someone, let's call her Sarah. She left three different jobs because she felt her colleagues were always unsupportive, always letting her down.
Okay, common enough complaint.
Right. But her deeper realization using this principle wasn't just, oh, I need another new job. It was that her own, perhaps unconscious fear of delegating was subtly attracting or creating situations where people would let her down or where she perceived them as doing so. That's the kind of internal insight that changes everything.
It's like a powerful example because it highlights how this isn't just theory, right? For you, the listener, it means that while you can absolutely change your job or relocate,
Move across the country.
or seek out different relationships, if the underlying internal drivers, those patterns of thought, belief, behavior, if they remain unchanged,
Then what happens?
well, then those old challenges, those familiar frustrations, they just have a way of reappearing, don't they?
Like weeds in a garden.
Exactly. You're, in essence, bringing the same internal blueprint to a newly decorated house.
Okay, so that's the core idea. How does it contrast with how most people operate?
Right. So let's really distinguish between our sort of default mode and what the inside-out principle proposes. Most of us, and I definitely include myself here sometimes.
You all do it.
We all do it. We tend to lean into what the source material calls the external focus.
The blame game, essentially.
Kind of, yeah. It's that deeply ingrained habit of pointing fingers outwards for our recurring struggles. It's the, my boss is impossible, or...
the economy is stacked against me.
Right, or I always attract the wrong kind of person. That narrative.
Right.
And this mindset, it often leads to this frantic, sometimes really exhausting cycle of trying to fix the outside.
Constantly changing the circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we switch jobs and relationships, move, all with the expectation, or at least the desperate hope, that this time things will be different.
And what's truly fascinating here is just how pervasive that external focus really is. It often feels easier, doesn't it, in the short term?
Definitely feels easier sometimes.
Yeah, it requires less introspection, maybe less personal responsibility at first glance. But the inside-out principle, gently yet firmly, guides us towards an internal focus.
Okay.
And this shift isn't about ignoring external circumstances. Life happens. It's about recognizing your significant role in shaping the patterns and outcomes in your life.
So owning your part in it.
Exactly. It's an invitation to develop a profound self-awareness about the underlying thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors, both conscious and, importantly, unconscious, that are actually driving your results. It's a move from blame to personal agency.
And here's where it gets really compelling, I think, because the power of this internal focus is truly transformative. It lies in developing that granular self-awareness.
Getting specific about yourself.
But yes. When you start to truly understand the hidden narratives you carry, the assumptions you hold about yourself and the world, and the behavioral habits you've cultivated, whether you're aware of them or not.
The automatic reactions.
Right. The ones that are contributing to your experiences.
Mm.
That's when you gain incredible leverage. It's like finally getting access to the operating manual for your own mind.
Mm, I like that analogy.
Yeah. Allowing you to maybe debug or upgrade the software you've been running your whole life, perhaps without even realizing it.
And critically, this shift doesn't, for a moment, diminish the reality of genuine external challenges. You know, life will always present obstacles.
Absolutely. Bad things happen.
Right. But what it does with immense power is equip you to respond to them in an entirely new way, instead of feeling like a passive victim of circumstance.
Which is such a powerless place to be.
Totally. You step into a proactive role. This opens up possibilities that simply didn't seem to exist before, because you're now influencing outcomes through personal growth and conscious choice.
Rather than just waiting.
Rather than simply waiting for the world outside to magically conform to your desires.
Yeah.
It's about consciously taking the driver's seat of your own experience, even when the road ahead is, you know, bumpy.
Okay, so if the principle is about cultivating that internal insight, then the very first step, the non-negotiable first step, must be recognizing your own patterns.
Yeah, it has to be. You can't change what you don't see.
Exactly. The source material uses a wonderful, vivid analogy. It describes it like a character in a story who keeps facing the same challenge in different settings.
Oh, it's good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So think about that for a moment in your own life. Do you recognize similar, almost deja vu-like patterns?
Maybe in relationships.
Yeah, perhaps in the types of relationships you consistently find yourself in. Or the specific hurdles you repeatedly encounter in your career.
Or even just personal habits, maybe. Things you try to change but can't quite shake.
Yes. Those persistent personal habits that no matter what you try, seem to keep coming back.
So if we zoom out and connect this to the bigger picture, these patterns, they aren't random coincidences, are they? Or just bad luck?
The source says definitely not.
Right. They are, in fact, incredibly useful reflections of your internal landscape. They act as signposts, like clues pointing to what's operating within you, often beneath the surface of your conscious awareness.
Okay, so they're messages, in a way.
You could see them that way. The moment you truly grasp that you are the consistent element connecting these diverse experiences, that your internal programming is actively influencing these external repetitions.
That's the turning point.
That's the turning point. You gain the remarkable power to rewrite your story. It moves from feeling like a predetermined fate to a narrative that you can, with intention, actively shape.
And that's precisely why recognizing these patterns is the crucial first step toward any meaningful, you know, lasting transformation.
Absolutely fundamental.
You can't truly change what you haven't first acknowledged and understood. It's like trying to navigate a dense fog without realizing you actually possess this, like, sophisticated internal compass.
And you just keep drifting until you look at it.
Exactly. Until you consult it, you're just drifting. Now, this isn't just about abstract concepts, though.
Good, because people need practical tools.
Right. The source material provides some incredibly actionable questions that serve as fantastic tools for self-reflection and growth. We want to put these directly to you, the listener, as a genuine invitation, a way to start mapping out your own internal landscape.
Okay, see them.
So take a moment, really lean into these, let them resonate. First, what situations repeatedly trigger strong emotional responses within me?
Like really strong reactions.
Yeah. Think beyond just the immediate event. What's the underlying theme? What consistently gets under your skin, regardless of the person or the place?
Okay, that's a deep one. What else?
Second, which challenges seem to follow me across different contexts? Are there certain types of hurdles you just keep tripping over? Whether it's at work, with friends, maybe in a new hobby?
The same stumbling block again and again.
Exactly. Third, how do my relationships reveal similar themes or dynamics?
This connects back to the earlier point.
It does. Do you often find yourself playing the same role, maybe? Or encountering the same core issues with different people? Is there a common thread in how conflicts arise or how you feel understood or misunderstood?
Yeah, seeing the pattern across different people.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a very powerful one. What stories do I tell myself about why things happen as they do?
The narratives we create.
Exactly. Are those stories empowering you or are they keeping you stuck? Are they objective truths or maybe convenient narratives you've adopted over time to explain away discomfort or void deeper introspection?
Wow. Those are really potent questions.
Yeah.
They're vital because they shift us from just observation to active inquiry, don't they?
They really force you to look inward.
Yeah. And as the source points out, these patterns aren't just coincidences or bad luck. They are, in fact, profound opportunities for growth.
Seeing them as opportunities, not curses.
Exactly. By identifying these patterns, by bringing them into the light of your awareness, you create the necessary space for conscious choice rather than unconscious reaction.
Choice instead of reaction. I like that.
This is the pivot point.
Mm.
This is where you stop simply reacting to life's currents.
Yeah.
And instead start thoughtfully choosing how you want to navigate them. It's about moving from being a passenger to being the pilot.
Precisely. And that awareness, that foundational building block, it isn't just a component. It's the foundational component upon which all truly meaningful and lasting change is built.
Everything else rests on it.
Right. Without that conscious understanding, you're essentially trying to renovate a house without ever looking at its blueprint. You might change the paint, maybe rearrange the furniture.
But the structural issues remain.
Exactly. The structural issues remain.
Yeah.
So what does this all distill down to for you right now listening to this?
What's the takeaway?
It means that the patterns that have shaped your past chapters, those familiar scripts you've played out, they absolutely do not have to determine your future ones.
That's hopeful.
It is. Right. This isn't about being resigned to fate. It's about being empowered here and now to chart a profoundly new course.
And to really drive that point home, the source material brings in a truly profound insight from Carl Jung.
Oh, Jung. Okay.
Yeah, who famously declared, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate."
Wow. Say that again.
Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate.
That just perfectly encapsulates this whole inside-out principle, doesn't it?
Beautifully. It tells us that those recurring patterns, those fates we often feel trapped by, are often just the unseen, unconscious parts of ourselves playing out on the world stage.
Running the show from behind the curtain.
Exactly. Once we shine a light on them, once we make them conscious, make them visible, they lose their power to control us. We reclaim our true agency.
And step into a different kind of freedom.
A different kind of freedom, yeah.
And that ultimately is the core message, isn't it? The ultimate promise of truly living an inside-out life. With awareness comes choice.
And with choice comes the power to create something new.
It's about taking the reins, not of external circumstances, because we can't always control those.
No, definitely not.
But of your internal world. And in doing so, fundamentally shifting the very fabric of your external reality, it's a monumental shift in how you experience life.
It really is.
So to quickly recap our deep dive today, we've explored the immense liberating power of the inside-out principle.
Turning the focus inward.
Yes. We've emphasized the critical importance of recognizing your pivotal role as the common thread running through your own life story.
You are the constant.
Right. And how identifying those recurring patterns is truly the first, most crucial step toward genuine transformation. This journey of self-awareness, it isn't just about gaining knowledge.
It's not just academic.
No, it's about empowering yourself for real, lasting change that starts where it matters most, within.
As you reflect on everything we've discussed today, maybe we can leave you with this thought. What unconscious pattern, just one maybe for now, what one pattern might currently be directing a significant part of your life?
Identifying just one.
Just one. If you consciously choose to make that one pattern conscious today, what new possibility, what new pathway could you unlock for your future?
A truly powerful thought to sit with, indeed.
Something to mull over.
Definitely. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Inside Out principle. Keep exploring these profound ideas.
Keep asking those questions.
Exactly, because the answers you seek might just be found within.